Track 5. Did you know that a lady from Beccles won a Nobel Prize? Here is Maggie Secker to tell us about Dorothy Hodgkin.
Let's find out about a formidable female Nobel Prize winner from Beccles in the south of Norfolk, as her story is told in a new book about the town nestled on the Broads. Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher hung a portrait of her university teacher on a wall at No. 10 Downing Street. Her name was Dorothy Crowfoot Hodgkin, the first person to be awarded the honorary freedom of the borough of Beccles. And Dorothy supported Labour, previously standing for the party at a mock election at a grammar school, and was later a member of the Labour Club at Oxford. Dorothy, a Nobel Prize-winning chemist, is one of the many people we meet in a new book, A to Z of Beccles, by historian Dr. Barry Darch, and each chapter tells the story and history behind the town and the people and places, from boats to corsets and so much more. Dorothy, 1910 to 1994, was descended from a long line of Crowfoot doctors who had practised in Beccles. Her interest in chemistry had been kindled when, at the age of 10, she briefly attended a private class at the rectory in Ballygate. She was entranced when she was allowed to grow crystals from solutions of alum and copper sulphate, and later wrote, "I was captured for life by chemistry and by crystals." Dorothy entered Sir John Leman Grammar School in 1921. She had to persuade the teacher that girls should be allowed to study chemistry. Her teacher was Chris Deely. After school, she attended Oxford University, where her interest in X-ray crystallography led her to undertake research, achieving high academic results, and maintained her focus on a career in research. In 1932, she moved to Cambridge for postgraduate study, then returning to Oxford to become a university teacher and researcher. She married Thomas Hodgkin in 1937 at Gelderston. Dorothy was awarded the Nobel Prize in Chemistry in 1964 and was featured twice on postage stamps. She received many honours for her work, which included her use of X-ray crystallography in discovering the structure of biological molecules such as penicillin and vitamin B12, which has enabled them to be used more widely in medicine. In Beccles, she's remembered in various ways. There is the Dorothy Hodgkin Court and plaques in the town hall and library. The museum has a display about her work. And in 2014, her daughter Elizabeth opened the Dorothy Crowfoot Hodgkin Laboratory at Sir John Leman High School. When she was awarded the Honorary Freedom of Beccles in 1965, she recalled saying, "I belong here in a way that I don't in any other part of the country." She was a remarkable woman, and in this book we get to meet many people and visit places which make Beccles such a special place. For example, there were the corset makers when Beccles became home to a satellite factory of the Ipswich firm of Pretty & Sons. By 1906, they were employing 60 female workers. Thank you, Dr. Darch, former mayor of Beccles, for such a fascinating and informative book. The A to Z of Beccles, Places, People, History, by Dr. Barry Darch, is published by Amberley Publishing at £15.99 and is in the shops now.
Thank you, Maggie.